Welcome to the Patient Partner Innovation Community Podcast, a podcast created to inform patients, families, and caregivers about important health transformation topics. Since the 2001 Crossing the Quality Chasm Report by the Institute of Medicine, our nation's healthcare system has recognized its need to improve quality of care by way of six important aims that make healthcare safe, efficient, effective, patient-centered, timely, and equitable. But we cannot hope to cross this chasm and achieve these aims until we make fundamental changes to the whole healthcare system. All levels of this work require dramatic improvements from the patient's experience. So this podcast is dedicated to you, the voices most underutilized resource in healthcare, our patients' voices. Welcome, and we hope you enjoy the Patient Partner Innovation Community Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Natasha Washington, president and founder of ATW Health Solutions and sponsor for the Patient Partner Innovation Community. Follow the PPIC community online at atwhealth.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Patient Partner Innovation Community Podcast. I am your host, Desiree Bradley, and I am super excited. This podcast is going to be focused about advocacy and the patients, really, I say patients and partners in the field doing the work, putting the blood, sweat, and tears in to make a change. So you guys hopefully listened to the first part of the podcast where Ms. Dorothy Winningham talked about the patient safety and the diagnostic delay and error of her family member. But if not, I urge you to go back and listen to part one. But now we're going to talk about you, Ms. Dorothy. So for folks that haven't listened to the first podcast, go ahead and introduce yourself again.
Thank you again, and it's a pleasure to be here. Again, my name is Dorothy Winningham, and I've been a patient and family caregiver for over 14 years, again, after retiring from corporate America. And I came into this role as a patient care aide. And so I've worked in that profession for Medicaid and Medicare beneficiary for quite some time. And I experienced some things that really put a question in my mind as to, you know, how better can I support my clients? Mm-hmm. And through the agency, we were not allowed to go into the examining room with the patient. And one of my patients was given too much medication, and she didn't understand what was going on. And so I happened to catch that, and I made up in my mind, and there is an interview that I did with Health Quality Innovators talking about, from that point on, if they were in my care, I was going to give them the best that I could. So I left that role as a patient care aide and had to become the caregiver for several family members. My brother was intellectually challenged, so I had to go through the court system to become his medical advocate. So I was his medical advocate and his caregiver. And as we walked through this time frame with him, and also my mother and other brothers and family members and church members, I saw the need to help patients, family members, and caregivers to prepare themselves to go in to visit with their doctors. So I've come up with this program that outlines how they should prepare, how to actually have a conversation with their caregiver, ask questions, find out, you know, what medication, what is additional treatment options, provide what they would like to see the outcome of their condition so that they can enjoy their timeline while they're still here and able to enjoy life. I am working on this. This has been presented several times in the past, mm-hmm. but I am in the process of developing it because I've learned so much during this time frame and want to put it all into this package to be able to share. This program or this project would touch everyone. Doctors, patients, health workers, whatever role you want to call, but anyone, any clinicians that are dealing or have provided service for patients mm-hmm. could learn from this information. But it is really geared toward the patient because they're the one at stake during this time frame.
Yeah, and you talked about that. That's really important. So, and I know I kind of sprinkle myself in this, I would say, patient advocacy world as well. And there's a lot of focus on, a lot of times, not all the time, but there's a lot of focus on like that clinical aspect, right? So you're going and working on whether that's research projects, QI projects, and it's okay, do we have a checklist to make sure that this and that for the clinician side, the clinical side, mm-hmm. the hospital side. Mm-hmm. But very rarely is there tools like support aids for the patients to be prepared to go into mm-hmm. the doctor's office. Like, this is a much, much needed. And I know you said you've seen it. I've seen it as well. And mm-hmm. and again, it sounds wonderful in terms of whether you're, I would say, a green patient or a super, super savvy patient. We True. All need supports.
Absolutely. And I do have that tool. That's what that tool that they can have prior to, going in to see the doctor. And the thing of it is that take it with you. Take your concerns with you when you go. Because when you're sitting in the doctor's office, there's so much that's being said from the doctor standpoint that sometimes you lose sight of mm-hmm. why you came in, to tell the truth about it. I'm serious. Why you came in? You like, yes. Because you're trying to absorb what they're saying, and you it's almost like you divorce yourself from the reason why you came in. But if that paper staring you in the face, you actually can check off what you ask the doctor. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I say is that your visit to your doctor is between 15 minutes
yeah.
to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And now they're using the laptops. And so they are typing and you're talking. So mm-hmm. they're losing part of the conversation as well.
Right.
So as the patient, that's why it's important to have someone there with you to assist you, particularly if you're a certain age group, and I'm not that because I'm there, but you don't yeah. remember this. And then we get off track as well. But if mm-hmm. there's someone sitting there with you, can kind of help you to stay on track and help mm-hmm. the doctor stay on track as well.
Yes. Yes.
Go back to your list. And I always say, put the most pressing thing number one. Mm-hmm. And then have the others, because if you get number one, you probably get two and three taken care of.
You know what? That is such good advice. And I'm telling you, I'm going to start using just that little nugget you didn't share. You didn't drop some gold here, because, and I'll say this, if you're listening to this podcast and you have community members, your family, share it with them and let them take a quick listen to it. It's like, when you know better, you do better. We got to yes. start sharing information. We have to start sharing information. So in terms, you talked about the advocacy, you talked about the toolkit. Is there anything else like floating in your world as this national patient advocate that you want to share with us?
Yes, I want to get to a point as I develop this, that if there's someone within a certain radius of me, where I live, and they don't have anyone, I want to fill that gap. That's my desire. I do that now. I will go particularly when I was in Virginia, mm-hmm. friends, a friend of a friend didn't have anyone. I would take them to the doctor. I'd go in and I'll sit with them and I'd do the same thing. I will meet with them. That is my desire because I see the need.
Yes.
Because a lot of people with these chronic multi-medical conditions, mm-hmm. there's too much going on for them to be able to comprehend and absorb all of the different things with the different physicians that they will have to see. And it's just my heart desire to do that.
Oh, you know what? You ever been and someone say something and you feel like it hit you like, whoa, that is huge. Because, okay, we're fortunate that we have family support. You know, me and my husband care for my daughter. We have home health nursing. You were there with your mom and your other family members and your church members. But really, if there's no one, who do you call? Like, who do you talk to say, hey, I have, whether it's a chronic illness, complex illness, or just regular checkups.
That's making a difference,
I need
right?
somebody to support me. I don't know of anywhere to go and get people to do that. That is a absolutely brilliant idea. Brilliant idea.
Yes, that's my heart desire to do that. Because I saw the need and I was there for my family members. But mm-hmm. I saw so many people coming in that didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And my heart just, I was so sad for them. If I could have ran over and said, hey, look, do you want me to go in there with you? Give me a note. I would have done that. But I see the need. I do.
That is awesome. Well, I tell you what, Miss Dorothy, how can people get in touch with you? I mean, if you're comfortable sharing, if you want them to contact me to get to you, you tell the folks that are listening, if they want more information about this toolkit, if they want more information about your advocacy support, how you want them to contact you?
I'm going to give them my email. And it's a long one. It's Wynn, W-I-N-N, B-E, healthy, @gmail.com. W-I-N-N, B-E, healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, @gmail.com.
And I'll actually, because when, and those listen to the podcast, where you found it, you'll see there's like a little write-up. I'll put that in the description so you guys should be able to just click it and go ahead and send Miss Dorothy an email real soon. So is there anything else before I let you go?
I am so grateful to you for giving me this opportunity because this is something that we need to get out.
Yes.
And we need to get it out particularly to people of color.
Yes.
Because a lot of time we are lacking in certain things and there's that trust issue too.
Yes.
If we've been there and done that, we still got to get that trust. But if we've been there and done that, they will at least listen to us.
Yes. Oh, you said it.
So thank you so very much for this opportunity. And I am available.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast and you're going to reach out to Ms. Dorothy. She's going to have so many emails in her inbox. She won't be able to handle it. That's how we want it. But as always, I have to thank our wonderful sponsor and supporter, Dr. Natasha Washington at ATW Health Solutions. We couldn't do this without her support. And ATW Health Solutions support. So thank you. And thank you, Ms. Dorothy, for joining me again for part two.
Thank you. I'm available to you.
And as always, guys, be engaged.
Follow the PPIC community online at atwhealth.com.